Hello, welcome back to the Bring Mitt podcast. We don't have a Tom, but we've replaced him with someone far better, especially for a subject like this, which is Succession, in which Michael is four times better because he's seen four times the seasons that Tom has. So we went, Tom, piss off, and make some voice notes. So Tom's made some voice notes for us. I tell you what, you wait until we get into those voice notes because they are so gripping.
They're stories. They really are.
So we got Mike with us. I'll call him Michael for this sake because it will sound like I'm talking about microphones. But Michael kept his camera on so we can look at him, whereas me and Rory have got like bed fringes just left our cameras off. But we wanted to talk about Succession today because we've all seen it, and it's on the subject of TV, which we do less than film, but it is probably entering a lot of people's Mount Rushmore of TV shows. So this is something we should probably talk about. And I think the voice note prompts I sent Tom is probably quite a good place to start because it actually structures it quite nicely. And the first one, and I'm not going to say the word I used, the most horrible character, who is the worst? Who is the absolute worst?
How do you define worst? And where was my introduction, by the way?
I was thinking that.
I just want to say Michael. Okay, yeah.
Give me some time to speak, you know, introduce myself.
Okay,
I've got fans from my other podcast that are coming
up. Oh, right. Okay, so, yeah, Michael, do you want to introduce yourself and talk about what makes you you?
Yeah, well, I am a bit of a film critic. What I do in my spare time anyway. But I'm a real content expert on Succession in particular.
Yeah,
so let's see what today has in store for us.
We've only had like one conversation about it in real life, and that's incredible. So we haven't actually gone into depth about this. Like Michael might actually like Shiv for a start. So there's a real danger. Because that's my answer. I think Shiv is the absolute worst. In the same way, like Skylar White's the worst. Like she's probably not the worst, but she's the most insufferable in terms of watching the TV show, I think.
There's a theme going on there.
I know it's like, it is one of those things where it's like, people think it's about like misogyny, but I think it genuinely is just about, it's probably how cleverly the show is done. Because obviously she doesn't do the most immoral stuff, but you can't help but just, like Skylar White does nothing wrong the whole show, but because she's an antagonist, you just can't help but like not like her.
What's Connor's partner called again? Begins with like a W, I want to say.
Oh, Willa.
Yeah, I don't really like Willa. I wouldn't say that she's like the worst, but
it's a common theme, man.
I'd say probably Willa, or even Gil. Like Gil. It depends how you define like the worst, but I just don't really like them as like their characters, I guess.
Who's Gil? I've forgotten who Gil is.
Gil was the like presidential candidate in like season one who shifted.
Oh yeah.
He's not great. He was that had like some of my favourite or maybe I'm getting mixed up. I was gonna say the court scenes.
He is in them.
Yeah.
Is he? Oh okay, yeah, that is something.
He's
like
the one he questions them.
Yeah. If it is to be said, I asked Tom to like pick out his favourite line. He couldn't do it. So I mean, I don't know. I feel like by season one, I could definitely pick my favourite line.
Do you not think Logan's up there with the worst? I'm surprised we haven't mentioned him at all in terms of how he treats his
the most. Like, yeah, he is like actually
he's definitely the worst person.
You know what I mean? Yeah, the worst person. But
he's actually
one of
like a.
Characters.
Oh, yeah. But he's like an actual psychopath, basically.
He's got charisma, though, hasn't he? Like, that's all that matters in the TV show.
Yeah, true. He's got aura.
He's definitely going to be like that. You know, like the... what's the word? You know, the thing that American Psycho, they use American Psycho stuff for, and like Tommy Shelby, what's it called? Sigma. It'll definitely be like the Sigma male in like the next 5 years. Anyway, I asked Tom who he thought the worst character was, and this comes from.
So I've just finished season one of Succession, so I'm not part of this podcast because they're talking about all of it. I'm just going to say some of my thoughts so far, and first on this, I'll leave think is the worst character. Just in terms
of I've invited you here today.
And at the start, I felt like it was Logan for most of it. He's the like head manipulator and nothing but look after himself. But then, like throughout the season, you sort of see that he actually does care about his kids.
Tom's gone on too much.
Although I think it's just sort of to save his own reputation. So I think he is probably the worst person out so far.
Hurrah!
So I think Logan.
Oh. Yeah, we have an answer from Tom. He says Logan. I don't think I thought that at the time, but then that's probably because I'm just the worst when it comes to.
He does smack his grandchild in season one, his autistic grandchild. So I mean,
I'm going to get all these seasons muddled up, by the way. So I probably won't really be able to quote one.
I can prompt you because we rushed through it, so it's quite easy for us to remember. Yeah, to be fair, he literally had a brain hemorrhage or something. And he wasn't himself.
Yeah, I think there was an Alzheimer's sort of moment where he didn't really know what was going on. But at the same time, he did smack a child, so I don't know.
Did he actually have Alzheimer's in that show?
I think it was sort of implied at points, because he sort of forgets where he is, who the people around him are, and he mixes up Shiv with Marcia as well in the first season.
Tom actually... We haven't heard a lot from Tom. He's been quite quiet when he's been watching season one, and none of us, me and Rory, were not quiet, I don't think. but the one time he did mention is when Logan went for Shiv's undies.
I don't even remember that.
he was all delirious and he thought it was Marcia because Shiv actually like muscled her way in, I think, because Marcia was trying to not let anyone in because he was in a bad way. And everyone thought it was a conspiracy. I think so. The next prompt is best character. I'm not going to play Tom's clip for this. I'm really sorry because it's 56 seconds long. So I'm just not doing that. I'm sorry. I feel like people will just leave. And I've listened to all of these before we came on, by the way, just in case there was something that I felt like, you know, like we should definitely include or something we should definitely not include.
Can you summarize it in Tom's voice for us?
I can't remember what he said. I think he might have said he likes Tom.
Because he's got the same name.
I think he just said, oh, he's the funniest character so far. And so that's basically it.
Oh.
But.
And that took 56 seconds.
Yeah, and he said it right at the end. I remember actually only getting the answer at the end because I couldn't. Because actually, I started playing the clip and I was like, I was thinking, I wonder who he's what he's talking about here, because I couldn't work out at the start whether he'd put the caption above the voice note or below it. And so I actually wasn't sure what he was talking about. And then right at the end he said, so I think, yeah, that's Tom's probably the best character. And I was like, oh, thank you. Right, so I know that one. So he's gone below. Okay, he's gone below. But he's gone, yeah, Tom Wormsgan. Gans. Or something. Which, to be fair, I thought that in season one. Definitely.
Well, I think Logan's probably the best character in season one. In terms of like acting wise, I think he's.
That's a different one, by the way. I have also asked best actor.
Okay, all right. Best character, like favourite character then. I'd probably go like Greg or Tom. Yeah, probably Greg.
Yeah.
Greg in season one is just doing whatever he wants, just like chilling, just somehow manages to like get into the company and don't know, he just seems to fluke everything.
it took me a while to get to warm to him properly. I think it's by season two, I was messaging Rory saying, okay, yeah, I get Greg now properly as a character. Like he just remains basically consistent the whole way through. But I've watched like 2 10-minute videos. Like, you know, you like a character when you're watching compilations back to back that overlap several times and you're like, okay, no, I've seen this one. But like, it's when Kerry comes in and she's like blubbering all over the place, and then security kind of just grabs her arm lightly and he goes, oh, turn away, Marsha, you don't need to see this. Oh, here come the waterworks. He turns into like a little bit of a wannabe, like horrible person quite late on, doesn't he?
If season four, he is.
He's more corporate, isn't he?
Like, yeah. He's like a little Tom.
Yeah.
So I think in season one, I was pretty, it was pretty nailed on for me that Tom was my favourite. because I just found it. I couldn't believe how ridiculous his character was. I think he was the biggest caricature of like what a posh person in America was supposed to be like. So it drew me in.
I saw that, like, you can tell that he wasn't actually posh in like season one. I've read loads of things about him, and it's like the way that he was like dressed and stuff like that was just him. They basically wanted to show him as like someone that was trying too hard to like fit in because he didn't come from like that background and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he has quite an interesting like character arc.
There's that bit where they're at dinner. I think it's Roman. Shiv and whoever Roman's girlfriend at the time was, Shiv says that his dress sense is agricultural, which was funny. It's pretty spot on.
Do you remember when they're eating the? I think it's the shellfish with the.
Oh my god! Yeah,
because that's how the posh people do it.
Wait, what was he doing from Peter?
He was eating like shellfish or something, and he had a cloth over the top of his head, like covering the face as he ate it, because that's what they do. And then, like, the same season, I think it was like...
Him and Greg go there together.
Yeah, him and Greg. It's like teaching Greg the ways. It's a little bit like one of those, like, wannabe pickup artists, like, when they, like, talk to other people. They don't actually know what they're talking about, but the pickup people, like, worship them.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell
that that's, like, something that he's, like, read somewhere that, like, rich people have to do that. So, like, he started doing it.
It was season to episode 8, which was my, I think, Tom's funniest episode when they went to that party. It was like a secret rich people party as well. When they had the champagne, it was like $3,000. He's like, Greg was like, so why is it $3,000? He's like, no, there's no reason. We've been totally ripped off. They're just like, carry on. But so best actor overall. Obviously, season one answer could be different, but overall, because we are not just talking about season one, Tom will be.
All right, season one, I'm going to say Logan. Oh, there's actually, I don't know. All right, season one, Logan. Mm. Overall of the show, Kendall, or like Jeremy Strong.
Yeah,
I'd but say then Kendall.
Also, like season three, or whenever he starts to come in, season three and season four, Mattson, like, I just think he's so, so good.
Yep.
Like, but yeah, those three, I've cheated a bit with my answer, but yeah.
I've got like an app where there's a little side thing where people can vote for their like favorite like side actor thing, and I think at the moment Tom, Matthew McFadden is winning quite heavily, I think Alexander Skarsgård is basically not even in the running. He's like 1% of the votes.
Really?
I think everyone who's watched Succession is pretty much decided on Tom. It's a little bit similar with the lead actor, because at the moment Bob Odenkirk's winning it, and I've been ranting about that all the time because I've seen Better Call Saul and it's good. It's probably really good, but it's also him calling him the best actor out of some of those nominees is ridiculous. Brian Cox is on about 1% of the votes. I know that's, you know, there's a reason for that. But also, I think...
Wait, what's the reason for that?
Oh, because it's about season four.
You know? Oh, sorry. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So obviously it's split. Everyone who's watched Succession, it might split a little bit, and then everyone who hasn't watched Succession will sort of go to the Netflix show. Of course, that's how it works. But there's no excuse when it comes to Last of Us, because everyone who has Now TV should have watched Last of Us and Succession. And I think Pedro Pascal currently has more percentage of the votes than Kendall than Jeremy Strong has, which is I think that's insane. I think that's actually insane. But, you know,
I think part of that's because most of Twitter thinks he's a hot dad, and that's why he gets all the votes.
Yeah. Did you watch Last of Us, Mike?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, it was fine. I thought the first three episodes were great, and I think there were real flashes of brilliance at times, but overall it was such a slog for me.
Really? I think it was definitely overhyped, and like it definitely declined, like got worse, but I still think it was like a great show.
Yeah, I think, maybe that's fair. I definitely push in the other direction. So if everyone's saying it's an amazing show and I think it's not quite that, I'll always push further in the direction to try and balance things, which never works out. Should we hear Tom's clip on who we think his best actor is?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, let's hear Tom's clip. This is Tom's take, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, best actor, I would I think it's got to be, so far, it's got to be Brian Cox.
I think we'll leave it there. Thank you, Tom. Brian Cox is his favourite actor so far. That's good stuff. I don't know why you didn't develop on that point, Tom.
What's Rory's?
Oh, I'd probably say Jeremy Strong.
Yeah.
Overall, Jeremy Strong. But then I also think Kieran Culkin in the last two seasons sort of almost edges him. Yeah. That the funeral episode, without ruining anything, but that episode, his breakdown in that was just unreal. It was such good acting. Just because it had been building to that point for what felt like four seasons, because he never really breaks down, does he, throughout the whole thing. He sort of plays off as a joke. And when it finally happened, it was just like inch perfect. But Jeremy Strong has moments like that throughout all four seasons and just keeps the character arc moving beautifully. But obviously, I think Logan Roy probably has like the best moments. If you're talking about like the big moments in big episodes where like it's a character standing up charismatically, I think he does the best stuff. So I don't know. It's tough. It depends what you're looking for in an actor. But I think like overall performance, most time on screen, Jeremy Strong for me.
Yeah, I think, like, I was just thinking, like, if there was two people that you think couldn't be replaced on the show, I genuinely do think it's like Logan Roy and Kendall. Like, they couldn't be played by anyone else. Let me put it that way. Like, if, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Other roles, I feel like they could have gotten away with like different people acting those roles, but I just feel like those two roles just had to be played by them. I don't know.
Yeah, they're iconic.
I don't know, though. You know, like, my first instinct was there's no way anyone could play Roman. And I don't think there's any... I don't think anyone could have played Shiv as well as...
Yeah, maybe.
I've forgotten...
Sarah Snook.
Sarah Snook, yeah. It's quite a snappy name, isn't it? Yeah, she is, like... she is perfect in that role. I actually think everyone is just...
Yeah, everyone is perfect,
I guess, like, one of the ways you could look at it is, who do you believe the most? Like, who do you kind of forget is acting? Who do you actually kind of feel like you're just watching someone?
Brian Cox, probably. I know it's like a character that's kind of unbelievable, but
yeah,
can you think of anyone else in that role? What's interesting with him, I found this out the other day, he was the first actor to play Hannibal Lecter in a Hannibal film, and I think he sort of like that psychopathic sort of leader and someone that just won't take no for an answer. Like, that was just, those two roles seem like linked. Maybe he took stuff from Hannibal Lecter, used it as Logan Roy.
Right. Okay. Next prompt. Best episode. That's hard. Best episode?
In what season?
So, well, Tom's. Okay. So, should I play? I'll play Tom's. I've got to honor it. Play Tom's first. I asked him to do it. This is season one.
My favourite episode. I think that's a tough one. I would probably have to say either 6 or 10. I think 6 is when it really hooked me as a show. Like, there was a bit before with the like charity dinner, but I think 6 is where it really hooked me.
Thanks, Tom. So you said 6 or 10. So 6 is the one where they go in the ballroom meeting and he tries to overthrow Logan, which is the big, you know, that's the big what the fuck moment of the first, basically the first moment ever, really, of the show where stuff starts heating up. And then 10, I think 10 might be up there with my favourite of the whole show. It's in my top 3. Could be because that's when you kind of felt things scale up a little bit. You sort of felt like the effect of the change of tempo, basically, between a party with a lot of good humour, because they were making fun of Connor for wanting to be president during the whole wedding thing. And then they kind of went from that tone. And also they had Roman doing that rocket launch in Korea, like watching it on the phone and then just like looking at himself in the mirror, probably thinking like, I can't believe I've just done that. And then going back into the party with his phone just beeping, like just going mad, and him just being like, went well. So that's just congratulations messages. And it goes from that to my God, what's his name?
Kendall.
Kendall, Kit, like actually like having that moment where he's like, he didn't really kill him, did he? But he was definitely complicit.
Yeah.
and that moment was so happened so quickly, and you could kind of feel that panic where he's like, oh my god, like if I every second I'm not going down to try and save him, he's like closer to dying, and you really felt that. Mm. And then you were just forced back into the environment when they walked back into the party, and it felt so, so surreal. So I still just love that. It might be one of those episodes that I go back and rewatch. I'll probably go back and rewatch the whole thing at some point, if I'm being honest. When the
10 was so, yeah, 10 was really good. Like, if I think of that to like the first season, 10 was really good. I think if I, my favourite episode is probably, like, the episode that I just thought, like, oh my god, that's crazy. It was like, I think it's the last episode in season 2.
Oh, yeah.
Right at the end, when he's about to do that interview to, like, take the fall.
Yeah.
And then just comes out and is like, yeah, my dad's like a bully, like, he's malicious, blah, blah, blah. And then the camera like goes to Brian Cox, like wherever he is, I can't actually remember, and he just smiles because it's like he knows that he's done him over. And then like, I don't know, like 10 minutes earlier in that episode, like Jeremy Strong like says to him, like, oh, like why couldn't I like take over? Or, like, why couldn't I like be the like CEO, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, because you've got to be a killer. Like you've got to have that like killer instinct. And then he just does it right at the end of the episode. And it's just like, it was just perfect.
Yeah, that was, I confess that one of the things that, it was a shame that I saw how highly anticipated that episode was, because I watched the whole episode thinking, oh yeah, this is entertaining, but this has got like a 9.9 on IMDb.
Has it?
And I was just like, and I was thinking, this is going to be really good, but there's definitely been better episodes. What's going on here? And it got to the last 5 minutes, and I was like, yep, still not a 9.9. Something's going to happen, isn't it? So I knew something was going to go pretty mad in that press conference, because there was literally nothing else that could happen for that to happen, like be a 9.9. I think a lot of the ratings, like a lot of the most highly rated episodes are due to the how things wrap up.
Yeah.
Like, so, for example, one of the biggest examples of it is, well, it's not a wrap up, but it's like a one moment kind of thing. So there was the episode in season 4 with Tom and Shiv, and they basically, Tom finally had it out with her and said, "You are not a good person to have kids." And that scene was so, so strong that I think it elevated the episode. Like, it got a really high rating, that episode. And I'd probably say it was the weakest episode overall of season 4. Which obviously doesn't mean a lot, but yeah. I think the party dynamic I didn't really enjoy as much as a lot of the other episodes. I don't know if you remember enough to say if you what you thought about that one. It was basically when Madsen gate crashed the party and was being a bit of an arsehole, like with the vaping and all that. It was in Tom and Shiv's flat. If you remember that.
Yeah, sorry, I'm just reading the best episodes.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah, Connor's wedding is probably meant to be considered
number seven,
one of the best
apparently.
Of all time.
Yeah.
Seven?
I think that's apparently. One for me. That's
whose
my favourite.
Whose list is that? Seven.
It's GQ's.
Yeah, it's just bait then. Any article is just bait. Every single list on any article is bait. You're well to learn this when you're in film podcasting.
Well, I mean my one was number 2, to be fair.
What did they put at one?
They put season 2, episode 7, I think. I've just
what was
clicked
that?
Off of it.
Hang on.
I've clicked off.
Okay, right, hang on. I'm going to have to find it. Season 2, episode 7. What even happens around that point? Season 2.
I think they're at like a dinner. I just saw the picture. I didn't actually read it. Connor's wedding is number 1 on IMDb.
I think that is the best episode. In terms of like emotional breakdown, the way they show that, how real it felt. I don't want to say what it is because Tom's probably going to listen to the podcast. But
I've spoiled
you better
some
not,
things.
You better not.
The thing that happens in that episode,
just tell him not to listen.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah. The death and the way that those three react to it just felt the way they can't like say what they want to say to him while their dad's dying on that plane. I just remember thinking that is how people would react in that situation. You just have no clue what to say at all.
The fact that they had to act off of each other was the most impressive thing about that. It was up there with the best acting I'd ever seen, obviously. Yeah. But it was also the fact that all of them were in frame. So if one of them wasn't quite into it, it would have ruined a take every single time. If they weren't acting perfectly, it would have ruined the take and it was all spacious. You had the feeling of space. It wasn't just close-ups into people's Oscar or Emmy-winning scene. It was a medium shot of watching everyone reacting, which was just it was phenomenal. By the way, season 2, episode 7 is when they go to the UK to try and negotiate with their mother.
Is that Turn Haven? That's the name of the episode. I don't know if it's actually episode. It's episode.
Oh, Turn Haven.
Episode 5. Season 2, episode 5. Sorry, not episode 7.
So that is.
I mean, on IMDb, it is. It is ranked higher. It's 9.3.
It's the dinner where Shiv says, "Come on, it's me, Dad. Just tell him."
Oh, that one.
It's not the best. I mean, it's definitely not the best episode. My God, that is
just all right.
It's when they're like all sitting with Pierce. That's the episode. Anyway, that's just strange. Yeah, let's move on. I reckon we skim through now because we're looking at the time. But the best character dynamics. That's pretty obvious.
Play Tom first.
It's a minute and 24 seconds.
Skip to the end.
I like tested all of these.
Yeah.
I can't skip to the end. I don't know how to do it on this. I tested all of these. I think that's this one. I just got bored and stopped listening. So I think I'm just not going. I assume it's Tom and Greg. I assume. Go on. That's got to be the best character.
Tom and Greg. Yeah. I also think Jerry and...
Roman.
Roman,
yeah.
That's funny. What's when he said the dick pic was just... little eyebrow raise, like he just doesn't have to deal with that sort of level of embarrassment.
What is it his dad said to him before? It's like, great job, son.
He tried to swipe it away, but he tapped on it so it opened him up instead. I actually rewinded that and watched that so many times to see how he did it, and it looked so realistic.
To look at the dick again.
I asked, to be fair, one thing we do have to listen to is I asked Tom who he thinks will win. The start of this made me groan a little bit. I can't remember why.
What do you mean? Like,
Who will succeed?
Succeed, yeah. I think when I was watching it, I remember thinking it's probably going to be Kendall because he seems like the most multifaceted character. But actually, near the end of the show, I could not see a single way that it would satisfy anyone.
Yeah,
for anyone to win, which is really interesting. But this is what Tom said.
Now, who I think will win? I don't know if there's going to be a winner. If I'm being honest, I feel like obviously the idea is who's going to succeed. Logan once he inevitably stops being the CEO of Waystar, and I don't know. I genuinely have no idea who will win. I think the obvious choice is Kendall because it's what that first season is building towards, but I feel like that is too obvious to be what Succession will do. And I genuinely don't know. I think the only one I can tell for certain it won't be is Connor.
Oh, yeah, that's the whole thing. Oh, wow, that felt short because I was interested, actually. But that is... Yeah, that's quite interesting. I can't remember at what point I thought, maybe Tom's in the race. I don't think I ever thought that, if I'm being honest, actually.
You know what? There was actually points where I started to think, you know, Tom or Greg can just definitely, like, fluke it just because they've just fluked everything else.
Because in any other show, his character would be an absolute write-off.
Mm.
Because you would have written him off in any other show, basically. And then at some point you realise that it wasn't going to be like that.
What was Tom and Greg's nickname together? Was it the Disgusting Brothers?
Was it? Oh, yeah. She heard that was their nickname for each other, and, like, Tom just, like, shriveled. Do you remember the Porous story?
The what, sorry?
Is it Porous? He started calling Greg Porous because he'd been catching up on his reading for when he goes to prison. and it was like a Greek. It was like a Greek myth or something, like a Greek story about... Porous was one of the guys, so whoever Tom's playing in this thing, Porous was his favourite slave.
Oh, yeah.
And he treated Porous really well. And then later on, he said this like I don't know, like 8 episodes before. And then like 8 episodes later, he said, he was like, he had this thing, this plan where he was probably going to portray Shiv. That was never actually revealed, by the way. It was just hinted at.
Yeah.
And he said, "Will you follow me, Porus?" And this is why I look back to some of these highlights, and I think Tom's the best character. And I was on Team Ken for a long time, thinking Ken is one of the best characters I've ever seen. But I think Tom takes it.
Yeah, thinking back when Tom was about to go to prison, like it's just so funny. Like he was just purposely drinking like shit wine because he didn't think that they prison had like any good wine and stuff like that, and he needed to adjust his taste. But
he read up on how to make toilet wine as well in prison.
One of my favorite. I've listened back to this like several times in compilations, and I've been okay with it every single time it's replayed. It's when they're talking on this retreat to Madsen, I think, and they were talking about their slogan of "We hear you," and he's like,
"I think they're listening."
I checked, and apparently, the slogan is "We're listening."
We're listening.
so I've checked, and apparently we are actually listening. It's like, yeah, so apparently at times we're actually listening quite aggressively. And he's like, "What? We checked this, Greg." Fuck. It's like, so what I think we could change it to is "We hear you," or "We hear for you." And it's like, we can, so it's good because no one really knows what the hell it means. Hey, some of those scenes are just so rewatchable. I didn't realise like what extent. Oh, it's so funny. But I'm so
we didn't even answer the question.
What did we ask?
Who do we think is going to win?
I mean, it's, well, I mean, we can't. I asked this for Tom, but I mean, I think at the time, I mean, I'm not very good. I think I get really soaked into stuff, so I end up not really trying to predict stuff. Or if I do, I put a lot, not much energy into it. So I obviously went with thinking that it was going to be Kendall, and
yeah,
then
I thought it might
be Roman. Because Roman had like his scene where you're like, oh shit, he's got business.
There was no way Roman was ever going to take it.
Yeah, but I think that was later that you realised it. Like, how?
No, even in the first episode when he was like CO, not first episode, first season, like when he was made COO, like you even said it yourself, people died on that that spaceship.
Yeah,
like, there was just no way he was ever going to be like CEO.
It's funny because he said to Kendall, "You kill people."
Yeah,
and then we never really talk about the whole like the launch ever again. But there was that scene in one of my favorite scenes. I actually tried to find it. I couldn't find it. My one of my favorite scenes is when Roman calls out the bullshit from the Saudi the football team. He gets back and like I think Carl is like trying to big him up, saying, "Yeah, he nailed it." And then suddenly he's going on a big riff about how he can tell it's bullshit. He can tell it's fake money. And it was that moment where you realise he had some serious business acumen, and I don't think you really got a sniff of that earlier on. And it's quite cool. Each of these characters have their like moment where you realise that they're actually in the running in some way, because you kind of think all of them are morons at some point. I think even Connor has this moment where he's like the only one who knows what a UTI can do. Logan has his like little UTI
episode. That scene's so funny.
Yeah, where he thinks it's a cat. He thinks it's a cat, and they carry out a fake cat. So that, and that's the moment. Like, that's the moment Kendall walks in as well. So what's going on? Yeah. He's like, it's a fake cat. I was like,
that's when Logan screams when it goes past. He's like, ah!
Stop buzzing in my fucking ear. I think we should wrap it up soon. This is looking like a nice little time stamp.
Sure.
But I didn't think of a closing question. Oh, have you enjoyed yourself, Michael?
I have indeed.
Will you come on again?
I am coming back on again. I'm a new member.
To be fair, we were going to do an IMDb higher or lower, but I thought, I think as soon as Tom offered not to come on, we thought, oh, we might as well just do Succession then.
Yeah.
Should we do a poll after? I mean, I don't know how many votes we'll get to see if people want back Tom or Mike.
two votes, Tom and Mike.
Yeah.
I'll get Molly to vote.
That'll actually be like bringing it Succession, won't it? Who will get the third spot?
Oh, I wish I'd prepped the music for that moment. Just yeah, to see us out. Yeah, anyway, thank you for coming back to the Bring Met podcast. It's a pleasure to have you.
Bye.
Hopefully our jingle music has taken us out. Bye-bye.